Hugh Idle loved to do only what was agreeable, and took no delight in labor of any kind. But while Hugh was yet a little boy, he was sent away from home, and put under the care of a very strict schoolmaster, who went by the name of Mr. Toil. Those who knew him best affirmed that Mr. Toil was a very worthy character, and that he had done more good, both to children and grown people, than anybody else in the world. He had, however, a severe and ugly countenance. His voice was harsh, and all his ways and customs were disagreeable to our young friend Hugh Idle. The whole day long, this terrible old schoolmaster stalked about among his scholars with a big cane in his hand, and unless a lad chose to attend constantly and quietly to his book, he had no chance of enjoying a single quiet moment. "This will never do for me," thought Hugh. "I'll run off and try to find my way home." So the very next morning off he started, with only some bread and cheese for his breakfast, and very little pocket money to pay his expenses. He had gone but a short distance when he overtook a man of grave and sedate appearance, trudging at a moderate pace along the road.
"Good morning, my fine lad," said the stranger,
and his voice seemed hard and severe, yet had a sort of kindness in it.
"Whence do you come so early? And whither are you going?"